From the studios of KPCW in Park City, it's This Green Earth, a weekly talk show about the environment and our relationship with it. I'm Nell Larson.
And I'm Chris Cherniak. Thanks for tuning in. And joining us on the phone, he is Jeff Bousson. He is Climate Program Manager with Utah Clean Energy, and he's here to talk about a program he just kind of oversaw called the Community Advisory Committee and their strategic plan for energy efficiency and energy reduction. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us this morning on This Green Earth.
Chris, Nell, good morning. Thanks again for having me on your show. And how you pronounce my last name, you make me sound so French.
We were talking about that.
We always have that debate, Jeff.
Is that okay? Bousson? I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's totally fine. Yeah, no. Or Jeff Bousson.
Bousson.
Yeah, that's fine. But yeah.
Bousson. Run with that. Speaking with running with things, let's talk about this program you're involved with. First of all, give us a little summary of who Utah Clean Energy is and what you do as Climate Program Manager.
Yeah. So Utah Clean Energy is a local nonprofit based out of Salt Lake City. We've been around for the past 20 years, and we are committed to advancing clean energy and climate action across the state. And as the Climate Program Manager. Let me just take a step back and just allow me to set the stage here by saying, you know, and this ties into Utah Clean Energy and what I do, but this decade is the climate decade, and what we decide to do now and over the next few years is going to dictate what kind of climate change future we choose to live in. And for a climate program manager like myself, when I see all these climate change graphs and figures for the year 2100, it just seems so far away, and I'll be dead. But the children born today are going to be under 80 years old by the year 2100. So hopefully that puts things into perspective, and it's not that far away. So this being the climate decade and communicating the urgency of the crisis and the opportunities for solutions, it's not meant to be all doom and gloom. It's meant to stress the exciting opportunities we have in front of us as a community. So the good news is that we know we have the know-how. We know what to do to address this problem and make our community more resilient as the climate continues to change. But there is a critical need to organize our approach and have the political will as well as the community buy-in to make some serious progress. And that is exactly what Utah Clean Energy and climate being a climate program manager is committed to addressing.
And you know what, you make a good point. Yeah, we can talk about the year 2100 and the impacts associated with climate change at that time, but you know, we really should be focusing on what's going to be happening in the next 10, 20 years, because things are happening right now with respect to climate change. And in fact, our second guest is going to possibly touch on that when we talk about the drought conditions that we're in and the role that climate change is playing in that. So we should focus on what's going to be happening in the next 10, 20, and 30 years and what we can do about that in our generation while you are still here, Jeff. Right?
That's right.
And I think all of us in this room.
Hopefully. We hope to all be here through the next few decades.
That aside, now let's talk about this program that you helped oversee. I said in the introduction it was about a year long. Correct me if I'm wrong. How long did this program run?
The community-driven initiative to develop a strategic plan to decarbonize our homes and buildings, it came together about 14 or 15 months ago as we developed the proposal. And special thanks, shameless plug to Park City Community Foundation's Climate Fund and the Urban Sustainability Directors Network for providing us the funding to make this project possible. So it was a 12-month process starting a year ago this month, all amid a global pandemic, of course, and it involved meeting virtually on a monthly basis with local stakeholders, which included local businesses, developers, local government officials, nonprofits, and committed residents, volunteers to come up with feasible solutions that will have a positive impact on climate and our communities. So fast forward to now, we just wrapped up our final Community Advisory Committee meeting a couple weeks ago, and we are now finalizing our collaborative strategic plan, the community-driven strategic plan that should be wrapped up in the next week or so, and it'll be published published on Utah Clean Energy's website and Park City and Summit Counties. And it's just, it's one thing to write up a plan with a bunch of leaders and community stakeholders. It's another thing to actually coordinate and to do all these things listed in this plan. But nonetheless, there's a lot to do over the next few years. And we're excited for the results to come based on the building decarbonization and energy efficiency strategies we proposed.
Who were the members on this committee?
Well, it ranged between 30 and 70 members, and it was all local. So it was representatives from the development community, the building community, local businesses that we personally reached out to. We collaborated with Mayor Andy Bierman to send out an invitation letter, and we coordinated with local, including Park City Community Foundation, to bring together a diverse set of stakeholders that ranged from not having much, not a lot of expertise or experience in building decarbonization, ranking to subject matter experts. So it was just really nice to work with an eclectic group where and where we split it up among four working groups. So every monthly meeting, every virtual monthly community advisory committee meeting, we would split into four different working areas, which would include a working group area or a working group focused on how to adjust our existing building stock. So that would be building retrofits. And then we had another working group for new construction and finance. And then the last working group was to address how we can involve and engage and inspire the community and the business community. So, so it was just, it was an eclectic local group from Park City and Summit County, and it was a great opportunity and a great platform to bring together representatives from the local planning and building departments and sustainability, of course, and have hosting discussions, productive conversations around what we can do as a community moving forward in collaboration with the builder and developer community and businesses.
Well, I'm curious to hear, of course, like what some of the results that came out of this process were. And, you know, maybe we talk about it through those four different filters, those four different groups that you had, starting maybe with business.
Yeah. So for the business program or for the community and business engagement program, or the business engagement work group, one of the programs and one of the strategies that was really popular and had a lot of support was developing a certification and recognition program for local businesses and homeowners. And so, and this is not starting from scratch. There's the City of Denver and the City of Sedona who have launched successful business certification and recognition programs. And we actually recruited an MBA student group from the University of Utah, and we worked with them, with a group of six MBA students, to develop the structure for such a certification and recognition program. And the idea here is to not have two green business programs, because Recycle Utah has been doing a great job. They already have an official green business program, so we're working closely with Recycle Utah to have like a 2.0 version or just a component of that business certification program to really address the building decarbonization side of the equation, and in addition to waste reduction and recycling. So we've been doing a lot of informational interviews with local business associations in Park City, and the Park City Chamber has been wonderful. They are fully behind this concept, this certification and recognition program. So it's been a really good experience to learn and hear more from business associations and local businesses in Park City and Summit County about what resonates with them and how to structure this program that could inspire as much participation as possible. And when I say business, it's pretty broad. It's purposefully broad. It includes like property management companies, realtors, homeowner associations, office and retail, restaurants and breweries. And we also, it's not just as simple of like, we're going to have a certification program for you to decarbonize. We realize that half the businesses, 50-50, they either own the building or they're tenants. and they rent the building. So we're trying to finalize this certification, this business certification program that can address or provide or equip local businesses with the tools and information and resources and incentives for them to make some serious change in their buildings within their power, and not just when we're going to actually set up this program by the end of the year, not Utah Clean Energy, but well, who knows? But like the what I'm trying to say is that this business certification program will be established hopefully by the end of this year. It'll be launched. We don't know yet who's going to manage it, but the idea here would be to have someone or a couple of folks manage this program to assist with outreach and to inform local business leaders that are engaged and are interested in this, and hopefully that'll gain a lot of momentum and tapping into the competitive nature of Park City to get more and more businesses, including those business types I included, to get more and more engagement so that we can have more buy-in from the business community,
right,
and see a lot of leadership there.
And when we speak, when you say decarbonization, give us a quick two-sentence definition of that. What does that include?
Yeah, I mean, it's two-sentence. In addition to the Community Renewable Energy Program, the next step is addressing how to reduce our reliance on fossil fuels to heat our homes and
right.
buildings.
Okay.
It's that simple. So we needed to set the stage and establish feasible pathways to drive the supply and demand for net zero buildings and emission-free buildings.
Okay, so basically, if I'm a business owner, I'm looking at reducing my electricity consumption, my natural gas consumption. Let's say if I have vehicles as part of my business, my fuel consumption. But it also could include indirect carbon usage in the form of water consumption, correct?
Yes. Water is once water conservation can always needs to be a top priority. So that is one of the categories within our evaluation criteria within the business certification program. Water scarcity and water conservation cannot be looked over.
Right, because here, at least in Park City, Summit County, water requires a lot of energy to move it around. So saving water saves energy. And then in addition, I think you touched on waste generation. Waste generation is also an opportunity to lower generation of waste, also lowers our carbon footprint in the management thereof, and maybe even lowering, as a business, your supply side, the number of goods you need to run your business. Maybe there's a way to operate your business more efficiently that uses less materials, and that has a way of reducing your carbon footprint. So like you say, yeah, it's a lot of opportunities for businesses to reduce their carbon footprint, decarbonize, and, well, let's be honest, save money at the same time.
Exactly. And one of the primary components that I think will be the most effective to have a successful business certification program is to build that or to communicate that business case for sustainability and climate. It includes some sample return on investment information and payback periods for specific actions across waste and water and energy and electrification.
So moving on from the business working group, share some other takeaways from the other groups. I think you said there was an economic group. Is that right?
The finance working group, yeah, which
okay,
was led
finance.
By the sustainability program manager at Park City, Luke Carton. And one of the biggest strategies that came out of that group was establishing a statewide clean energy fund, and I'd be happy to just give a quick update on that. Mm-hmm. And special thanks to one of our community volunteers that served on the committee, Sean Kelleher, because he... and if you have more detailed or if you'd like more detailed information, I would highly recommend reaching out to him because he spearheaded this. But the idea behind a clean energy fund, a statewide clean energy fund, is to have a state-supported nonprofit clean energy and innovation fund for both urban and rural areas of Utah. And it would essentially provide low-interest financing for clean energy and energy efficiency projects by leveraging private and public capital. And the priority projects would be to support solar, wind, EV infrastructure, and energy efficiency projects. And Representative Joel Briscoe introduced House Bill 263 during the 2021 state legislative sessions. And while it didn't pass in the 2021 state legislative sessions, good news is that it's being studied over the interim session this year. So our goal is to have the bill passed in 2022. And just to take a step back, a whole concept of a clean energy fund or a green bank, this isn't new. 14 states in the country have already enabled a version of either a green bank or a clean energy fund, and it's brought $70 billion worth of investments as a result of those 14 green banks or clean energy funds to help support clean energy projects. So, for the listeners, I would highly recommend, if you're interested in learning more about energy jobs in Utah and the energy mix, I would highly recommend looking at the Sorensen Impact Center's study of the Utah Clean Energy Fund that was presented to the state legislature in February. And a couple of quick fun facts is that there are already over 7,000 jobs in Utah that are in clean energy. And there's 31,000 jobs in energy efficiency here in Utah. So as a result of this Utah Clean Energy Fund, according to the Sorensen Impact Center, this could provide 25,000 new jobs for clean energy alone in Utah, which will most likely be situated in rural areas of the state.
That's fascinating. Mm. Are these focused in like a, you know, solar or wind? Where did we see the most of that?
Yeah, I mean, specifically for Utah, it's still being carved out in terms of the details and planning. But yeah, I mean, solar, wind, renewable energy, electric vehicle infrastructure, and energy efficiency projects will be the priority projects, according to all of my notes on the Utah Clean Energy Fund. So yeah, but it's definitely in that vein.
All right, we got a few more minutes. Another working group was either, you know, something along the lines of residential or homeowners. What are some of the strategic plans associated with me as a homeowner that I can do to decarbonize my life?
Yeah, I mean that gets into the low cost and no cost or incentives that are provided through Rocky Mountain Power, our local utility, of course. There's a lot of up-to-date resources on their incentives page for homeowners to, if their HVAC system is approaching end of life, there's a lot of opportunity and a lot of incentives to begin electrifying and harnessing a lot of the 21st century technology that we're going to be relying on moving forward to electrify our buildings. Of course, you know, the Summit Community PowerWorks platform, the scpwchallenge.org website that provides a list of 70 actions of what you can do to reduce your footprint. For the retrofits and the new construction group, in regards to the strategic plan that we just built over the past 12 months, we're trying to put policies and programs in place that will help set the stage to increase demand for electrification for existing homes, but also set the stage for net zero new construction moving forward over the course of the next 8 or 9 years. It'll be a phased in plan I'm referencing a stretch code, the net zero stretch code for new construction. And that's the most effective or the most, it's really the best way to maximize efficiency and reduce carbon emissions is during the design and construction phase. And anyways, I'm all over the place with you right now, I'm sorry. But there's a lot going on. I'm trying to manage the high level stuff with some of the stuff right now of what you can do as a homeowner.
Right. Well, we do have to wrap up. So where can people go to really learn so much more about the strategic plans and all these different working groups and see how they can get engaged in one form or another?
Thank you so much, Chris. Great question. So we are in the final phase of design and the final, we will be publishing the strategic plan over the next week or so, and it will be posted on Utah Clean Energy's website, so it's utahcleanenergy.org. I'm quite confident that Park City Municipal will also, the Park City Sustainability page on the Park City Municipal website will be also posting the plan, and hopefully Summit County Sustainability will as well, and I'm sure they will. So, and then we're also going to be just keeping in touch and leveraging just traditional media channels to announce this plan once it's fully finalized and published.
Okay, and once that happens, maybe we'll have you back on again to capture some of those highlights. So
yeah, there's so much more to talk about. Yeah,
we needed to schedule you for the whole hour. Well, I think Jeff.
We will continue this conversation. Jeff Bousson, Climate Program Manager with Utah Clean Energy, and again, Utah Clean Energy's website. Jeff.
UtahCleanEnergy.org.
Perfect. Jeff, as always, thank you so much for joining us, and we hope to chat again soon, maybe in studio next time.
Yes, I really look forward to it. Thank you both so much.
I say that because Nell and I so look forward to having guests back in the studio. So, but again, thanks so much for joining us this morning, Jeff, on This Green Earth.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of This Green Earth.
And if you did, we hope you'll take a minute to rate us, share us, and leave a comment.
You can email us your thoughts and ideas for future shows at thisgreenearth@kpcw.org.
Join us next week on This Green Earth.